But given these data, it was felt that there was enough evidence that a hypothesis-driven trial was now indicated. And what the intergroup elected to do is to evaluate patients' primary tumor specimens for the 18q allele as well as MSI. And these specimens are collected in real time, as close to surgery as possible. They're processed through the ECOG Pathology Coordinating Office, which is at Northwestern, and then sent to Dr. Hamilton's laboratory at MD Anderson, where there is very rapid turnaround in terms of giving the laboratory result. When that result is known, for the stage 2 patients who are asked to participate in this trial, there will be an assignment as to risk. So there will be a so-called high-risk group and a low-risk group. The low-risk group will be those individuals who retain 18q, and our projected survivorship for this group is nearly 90%. Of course, this trial will tell us if we're right or wrong in that assumption. For the poor risk group, again, as I mentioned, there was a suggestion based on retrospective data that a 5-FU leucovorin regimen is not likely to have a major impact. And given the data from the MOSAIC trial, which at least at 4-year disease-free survival implies that a worse prognostic group tends to receive a larger benefit from the FOLFOX regimen, it was elected to incorporate FOLFOX in the randomization for the high-risk patients. So the intergroup strategy, and this is across intergroup adjuvant trials for both colon and rectal cancer, is to randomize between FOLFOX and FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. So that's what's being done in the stage 2 intergroup trial known as E5202. This is now an active trial, and we are encouraging patients and physicians to participate since it's really the first very large-scale prospective randomized trial to determine if a molecular parameter in colon cancer can aid us in making treatment decisions. In addition, we will be storing tissue because once we have outcome data available, we will be very interested in looking at other potential prognostic and predictive markers. So, for example, we're hopeful that by the time we have efficacy data, there will be predictive markers that can help us determine who is most likely to benefit from the addition of bevacizumab, as one example.